Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. Hey everybody, it's Meso.
Hey James, hello.
It's Caravan of Garbage.
I hope so.
We watch a thing that's bad. Read a thing that's bad.
What is it today?
Have we ever listened to a thing that's bad?
I mean each other.
That's very true.
Goddess. Why?
Anyway, this time we're going to read a thing that's bad.
Yeah.
Because Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out in cinemas.
Correct.
So I was like, why not read a story about Ant-Man and his arch nemesis, who is, of course...
some kind of bat?
No.
A frog?
No.
His neighbor with a rolled up newspaper.
You're getting closer. Look, I'll level you. He doesn't really have much of a rogues gallery.
Well, there's Yellow Jacket.
But that's him.
Yeah, like
that's. That's in the comic books, that's him. And in Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's going to be the Ghost, which is an Iron Man villain.
Sure.
Mostly he's fighting, like, dogs and... just whatever.
Hasn't he got an enemy that's a guy in a bear suit?
Boy, if only we were talking about that one.
Oh, no.
Well, this time we're talking about where we're going to be reading Tales to Astonish, issue 38, which is from 1962.
Great.
It's a story entitled Ant-Man Betrayed by the Ants.
So his greatest enemy is ants.
No, it's a guy called Egghead, this guy.
So many misdirects. I can't keep up already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great cover, by the way.
Well, see...
It's my first time seeing it.
This cover. What you might enjoy about this cover is it looks like Egghead is this enormous threatening figure, but that's how they trick you. Yet another Ant-Man misdirect. He's a regular-sized man. Ant-Man, just very small. Yeah. So anyway, Ant-Man debuted...
I'm going to struggle on this one to keep up,
right? Mason. Yeah, there's a lot of... it goes in so many directions. So Ant-Man debuted in Tales to Astonish 27.
Right.
It was called The Man in the Anthill, and it's Hank Pym, and he discovers shrinking technology, and then he shrinks down, and he's running from ants.
Does he have his helmet and all that?
Stan Lee was like, no, he doesn't.
Okay.
And he was like, what if a man was really small, and he got chased by ants or bees? That was the original plot line, I believe. Anyway, it was a single issue. It was like seven or eight pages or something like that.
Okay.
And then he disappeared for like a few issues.
I guess because they don't know until the numbers come in if anything works.
Well, apparently the minimum print run back in the day was like 200,000 copies.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? That is madness. If you were to sell 200,000 copies today...
you'd be the richest man in Hollywood.
Richest man in Hollywood, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so he was quite well received. So they brought him back in his Tales to Astonish 35, and he's like, I'm back, and now I'm Ant-Man, I've got the costume, or whatever. And then he defeats the bad guys, and he's like, well, I'll probably never fight crime again. And then, like, three issues later, every criminal in New York is like, I'm scared! I'm so scared of Ant-Man! He's dismantled all the crime in New York! We've got some stereotypical gangsters,
oh,
if you can imagine,
wow,
just,
yeah,
like, slicked back hair and plaid suits and just weird, ugly mugs. Dick Tracy leftovers.
Yeah, wide faces.
Exactly. So they're like, man... we keep getting beaten by this Ant-Man. We got no smarts. And they're like, well, maybe brute force isn't the answer. We're going to get a real smart guy. Therein lies the genius, because they bring in a genius.
Right.
Egghead.
Is his brain bigger than an average man's brain? Is that why?
All
or
right.
Has he shaved his head and people just assume
okay,
that
he's... okay, so here's... I'll give you a breakdown of his powers.
I'm ready.
He's got a head shaped like an egg.
Gotcha.
And he comes up with plans. Are they good plans? They're not.
So he's a man.
He's just a man with a head shaped like an egg.
I've got friends like that.
Right, exactly, yeah. Basically, he's introduced in like some sort of... in Washington, D.C., he's in some sort of like interview with various government officials. And then they're like, you're doing some crime. We suspect you of selling secrets and doing crimes. And he's like, nah, I ain't doing any crimes. And they're like, well, we can't prove it, but we'll fire you. And then... like just the gangsters approach him and they're like, you want to do some crimes? And he's like, yeah,
yeah,
I'll do crimes. And they're like, you want to kill Ant-Man? And he's like, yeah,
I'll do murder. Ant-Man.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Is he like a guy who will stab you? Will he fist fight? Will he set a trap?
No, well, he's definitely set a trap.
Okay.
Yeah. What he does, it says, with cold scientific precision, the man called Egghead embarks upon his evil task, and he starts by watching a documentary about ants.
What? You know, that's your base level knowledge you need.
And then he reads a book called All About Ants.
Oh.
You can see it's there. It's a weighty tome. And he's like, and since he works, Ant-Man works with ants, he must have some method of communicating with them. And he says, ants are unable to utter sounds, and they don't use sign language. The only way they can communicate is by electronic signals to their antennae. First of all, absolutely not true. Ants communicate through sound. Ants communicate through touch. They communicate through body language.
Song.
Pheromones, all sorts. It's basic stuff, Egghead. I mean, it'd be like somebody about to embark on a crime spree, and they're like, well, it turns out that security cameras can't see yellow things, so I'm going to paint myself yellow. There's a flaw in that. Anybody could see that. Come on, mate.
I mean, this is knowledge from the scientific knowledge from the 60s as well.
I feel they still knew.
This is comic book
writers' knowledge of the 60s.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, what he does is he builds a device, he builds a machine, and he's like, well, I'm going to communicate. And it's the same as Ant-Man's helmet. He's like, well, I'm going to build a bloody machine, and I'm going to command these ants. I'm going to convince them to work for me. Instead of Ant-Man.
Right? Great, good stuff.
And he finds a big anthill, he goes out to a field. Or a meadow of some sort, I'm not sure. Right?
But then you got to take the ants to where you want them to go. Is that what's happening?
No, he's like, well, I'm going to communicate to these ants in this anthill. They're going to communicate to every other ant in New York. And all of a sudden, they'll all be loyal to me.
Not a bad idea.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
I mean, it's a bad idea.
That's so bad.
It's not the worst idea he's had.
Thus far. I mean, it's his best and worst at this point because it's his first appearance.
Sure.
And he got away with those secret sellings, probably.
That's true. I just meant his idea in terms of how he thinks ants communicate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's bad. Anyway, he's like, hello, I'm your friend. I've come to free you from the slavery of Ant-Man. Listen to my instructions. Tell the ant... Wait, listen to these instructions that he's giving to ants that are the size of ants that have brains smaller than an ant.
Sure.
Tell the Ant-Man that thieves are planning to steal the Wentworth necklace from the museum Thursday night.
Why?
That's a lot of information to convey to some of the dumbest creatures on the planet.
And even if they could convey that, don't you think Ant-Man would be like, where did this information come from?
The network of ants.
Yeah, but they can't perceive wealth. Yep. Or theft,
or the words,
diamonds,
or the term like Wentworth necklace.
Yeah. All of these things.
From the museum? What do they know from museum?
They don't.
Right?
They don't have frames of reference for museum.
Plan not complete.
Okay, sorry.
There will be lookouts posted to warn them of the police. Only the Ant-Man can get past the lookouts and capture the thieves red-handed.
Pretty good stuff.
When the Ant-Man falls for the bait, lead him to the museum. Have him enter through an open window where I shall be waiting for him. Waiting with flypaper.
Oh, very
right,
good.
Right.
Couldn't he just grow big and then be unstuck from the flypaper?
Not.
But then he's stuck in the museum.
Not if Egghead's plan is correct.
Okay.
It's not. Oh. It's a bad plan. He's a dumbass with an egg-shaped head. They say don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a man with an egg-shaped head and think he's a smart man. He's not. He's just a man with an egg for a head.
Not even an egg for a head.
No.
Just a regular man's head.
Anyway, he's like, remember, betray the Ant-Man and I will free you from his domination. Then you will be his masters and he will serve you the rest of his days. You shall give the orders.
Okay, very good.
Ant-Man. That's pretty good, right?
To this one guy.
Yeah, right?
Who cares? Why would they even want that? Bring them fruit, I guess.
I guess, but they could probably get their own fruit.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, he's a man, you
know?
Yeah. Anyway, Egghead goes back to the gangster and he's like, flypaper.
Yep.
And they're like, you're a genius.
This guy. I'm glad we got him in.
And they're going to get that's the thing. They're going to get the diamonds and they're going to get Ant-Man, trap him in flypaper. Then Ant-Man, he's received the information from the ants about the Wentworth diamonds. They climb up the bloody side of the museum, right? He comes in the open window. And then Egghead hits him with a bellows. He hits him with a puff of air from the bellows.
Nice.
His one weakness, a puff of air.
Oh, man. I haven't heard the word bellows.
Right? Since 1962?
Correct.
Well, you're in luck. Then he gets flung into a box lined with flypaper.
Nice.
He's trapped, as you can see.
Yeah.
He's right. And he's like, you've been betrayed, Ant-Man. Betrayed into my trap full of flypaper.
Yeah, that's good.
First of all, you are correct. He could just...
He'd tear that box
asunder. They even say it in this issue. Even when he's small, he has the... strength of a normal man.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever have flypaper stuck on your hands, you know what you do? You just take it off.
Yeah.
You just take it off and you rip it.
It might be like, throw it in the bin for a second,
no,
maybe.
I don't think you even would.
Not even, yeah.
Yeah, right? But he's like, ha-ha.
Yeah, it's not wax, is it?
No,
it's like
exactly.
Masking tape.
Not even.
Not even.
That's right. But then Egghead's like, oh my God, you're not trapped on the flypaper. How did you do that? And he's like, I'll tell you later, you dumb prick. Here we go. And then he activates some springs in his boots. Spoing.
Does he need springs in his boots though?
No, he can't just leap jump like a normal man. Because he's got the powers of a normal man as is established.
Okay.
In the comic book itself.
But now he's got the powers of a normal man and springs on his
boots. And springs in his boots, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, right? Anyway, springs out of the box. They try to catch him. He ropes one of them up. He gives him the old flip-em-a-do. He bloody...
That's right. He had a lasso kind of thing at one point, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was a weapon of
it's
his.
It's unbreakable nylon.
Oh.
The technology of the 1960s.
Very good.
Then they're like, we're going to bloody get this Ant-Man. But of course, the ants have brought in a giant man-sized sheet of flypaper, which they then fling over the villains.
Oh,
that's right.
Very good. They should have bought in like a scrambler. They should have bought something relevant to him. You know what I mean?
Right?
Put him in a big frying pan and cook him to death.
A flamethrower.
Something like that. You know what I mean?
A bomb.
A bomb's fine.
One of those tennis rackets that's electrified.
Sure.
You can slap. You slap flies out of the air with it.
Something egg related.
Oh, right.
If he's doing flypaper.
Oh, I see what you're going with there. Yeah.
Something egg related.
Well, that's how I cook my eggs on one of those tennis rackets to electrify. Anyway, the rest of the remaining gangsters attempt to escape the museum. They find their tires have been slashed.
Oh no.
Then they can't escape. Then the cops arrive, and then Ant-Man's like, don't even worry about it, officers. I sorted this. It's no problem. And they're like, how'd you do it, Ant-Man?
I've got a lot of questions also.
Yep, ready, go ahead.
So, okay, let me just kind of puzzle this out.
Yes.
He was probably told by the ants this full story. They went, yeah, a guy with an egg-shaped head came to our anthill and told us these really specific details about a heist, and then we just told you that.
Correct.
Okay, good.
See, what you need to know is the ants are like Ant-Man's wife.
Right,
like They're like a married couple. Correct.
Ugh.
They're like a married couple. If you're like, hey, I'm going to tell you the secret, don't tell your wife.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to tell your wife.
Yeah.
I mean,
because don't
on.
You think he would have gone, where did you get this information from?
Yeah.
Even if they didn't tell him straight
up.
Yeah,
for sure, right?
Yeah.
But he's like, listen, here's the thing. Here's what Ant-Man knows that Egghead never knew.
Right.
He misunderstood the psychology of ants. He didn't know that the ants do not consider themselves slaves. They regard themselves as my friends and my partners in the war against crime.
You dummy, Egghead.
Yeah.
How could you not know that they were his partners in the war on crime?
How could you know that ants, despite being some of the tiniest, dumbest creatures in the world, are fully aware of the concept of crime and they are against crime? Egghead tried to appeal to their sense of greed, of vanity, but insects have no such emotions. Unfortunately, it's only we humans who possess such primitive traits. So they have no concept of greed or vanity, but
right.
They do have a concept of justice.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Pretty good, right?
I think these books and documentary series that he watched were incorrect.
Yes.
It seems like they were way off.
Maybe the ants made them.
It's very
possible.
To allay
suspicion, right? Anyway, so before so he's told the entire plan. Before he gets there, he takes a little bath in an oily chemical so he won't stick to the flypaper.
Very good.
Weirdly though, he's not wearing his costume when he's doing that.
Wait,
he's just a naked man in a bowl of oil. A tiny naked man in a bowl of oil.
But how did he know he was going to be flypapered? Because that part of the plan was never relayed.
Oh.
He must have had ants following Egghead.
It's a good question. Good point, actually. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Then he slashes the gangster's tires.
Sure.
Then he steals the keys out of their ignition.
Good stuff. Why did they leave
them
in
there?
Then
all the ants sleep with their wives, I assume.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm.
Anyway.
I don't like that part of the story so much.
Yeah, well,
the rest of it, so great.
Yeah, I mean, they're smooth. They're smooth operators,
I guess
the ants.
They are.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Anyway, the only thing that happened, the only thing that went wrong is Egghead escapes, of course. So he's a slippery character.
But
he's got he's got the cunning and instincts of an egg. So
you mean this man,
yes,
with the strength of a man,
was
able to get out of flypaper?
Yes.
How?
I don't know. Eggs can't get out of flypaper. It's a flawless
Is there a
plan.
Scene where there was a nude egghead slipping around in a bath full of oil?
Yeah, man-sized bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
probably
makes
on
sense.
The cutting room floor. Look.
Maybe he's smarter than we give him credit for.
He's absolutely not. Anyway, the final three panels is just Egghead. He's disheveled and he's got some 5 o'clock shadow, as all defeated eggs do. And he's like, ah, they are being defeated by ants. Those lousy ants. and a couple of other flophouse denizens are like, who's this idiot? Now he's just talking about ants. And they're like, yeah, probably some bum without a brain in his head.
Which is
intended to be ironic because he's supposed to be a genius, but he really is a bum without a brain in his head. When you think about it.
He was before this comic, yep. And he continued to be at the end.
Anyway, Egghead is Ant-Man's most notorious recurring villain.
Is he?
Did you know about that?
Well, it says here.
Yes.
That place of death was on Long Island. So he mustn't be at the moment. Like, currently, he must be a dead man.
No, he's been replaced by another egghead.
Oh, that's right. There's multiple
eggheads. There's two eggheads, yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. Very good stuff.
But he had a good run, let me tell you.
Boy, did he. Well, look at this. Okay, I'm looking at his powers and abilities, right? On the
this
Marvel
is egghead.
Grid. This is Egghead.
Okay.
Okay, so all this stuff is pretty standard. Fighting skills 2, energy projection 1, which means he has some.
No, I think it's because he can go, if he's got an especially hot coffee or soup, he can go.
Or use his billows.
Yeah, he can use his bellows, exactly. Bellows,
sorry,
yeah.
Durability 2. That's probably egg-like, isn't it? Speed 2.
We couldn't get us out of that. He got out of that fly trap,
I guess.
That's true. So that's 2.
Strength 2. Intelligence 5.
Out of 10?
I don't know. It looks like it could be 7 or 8. I can't
tell. So, out of 7 or 8, the Marvel... The Marvel scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be different, don't you, Stan?
You gotta be.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, that's kind of delightful.
Isn't
it's
it
kind
though?
Of a little bit of a bloody throwback. I didn't hate it. It's a bit of a fun, dumb time.
Let me tell you, I hated it.
I guess that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much though, Mason. Every week we do a caravan of garbage. Sometimes it's a comic, sometimes it's a movie or a TV show, sometimes it's a video game. If you've got a suggestion, please leave it below. We also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet.
No, wait, a video game!
Where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. And there's videos every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Don't forget to tell all your friends how great this video was.
All my friends?
Yes.
I don't really have that many friends.
You can tell me.
You're right here.
You could still tell me.
Are you saying you're unconvinced by the actual thing of the episode?
Let's just see how it turns out, all right?
All right.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
I'll grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.